Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Tech Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore three key components that are essential for any business intelligence, BI, system, data sources, data warehousing, and data mining. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe these components, understand their significance, and apply this knowledge in practical scenarios. Main content data sources, types and significance. Data sources are the backbone of any BI system, providing the raw information that ultimately gets transformed into insights. There are two primary types of data sources, internal and external. Internal data sources include information generated within an organization, such as sales transactions, employee records, and operational data. For example, a small B2C company like Noname might collect data from its online sales, customer interactions, and inventory management systems. This data is crucial as it reflects the company's performance and customer behavior. External data sources refer to data that originates outside the organization. This could include market research reports, social media analytics, and data from third-party applications. For instance, Noname could integrate social media engagement data to understand customer sentiments and adapt its marketing strategies accordingly. Understanding the types of data sources helps organizations to gather comprehensive insights that drive decision-making. The significance lies in the ability to blend these data streams to create a holistic view of business performance. By leveraging both internal and external data, organizations can enhance their analytics capabilities, leading to more informed business strategies. Data warehousing, purpose and structures. Once data is collected from various sources, it needs a place to reside and be organized. This is where data warehousing comes into play. A data warehouse is a centralized repository that stores integrated data from multiple sources, making it easier for businesses to analyze. The primary purpose of a data warehouse is to provide a consistent format for data, enabling effective querying and reporting. This means that users can access historical data and generate insights without dealing with the complexities of raw data management. Data warehouses typically have a few key structures. Star schema. This structure organizes data into fact tables, quantifiable data like sales revenue, and dimension tables, descriptive attributes like product names. This makes it easier to analyze data across different dimensions. Snowflake schema, an extension of the star schema, where dimension tables are normalized into multiple related tables. This can save storage space but may complicate querying. Galaxy schema, also known as the fact constellation schema, this structure allows for multiple fact tables that share dimension tables, making it useful for complex queries across various datasets. For Noname, implementing a data warehouse could streamline access to customer purchasing patterns, enabling more targeted marketing efforts and better inventory management. With a well-structured data warehouse, business analysts at Noname can quickly access relevant data, generating insights that drive more effective strategies. Data mining, techniques and applications. Data mining is the process of discovering patterns and extracting valuable information from large datasets. Through various techniques, businesses can identify trends, anomalies, and relationships within their data, leading to informed decision-making. Some common techniques include clustering. This technique groups similar data points together, which can help Noname identify customer segments based on purchasing behavior. For instance, clustering might reveal that a significant portion of customers prefers eco-friendly products. Classification. Here, the goal is to predict categorical labels based on input data. For example, Noname could use classification algorithms to predict whether a customer is likely to make a purchase based on their website behavior. Regression. This technique analyzes relationships between variables. For example, understanding how changes in pricing affect sales can help Noname develop effective pricing strategies. Association rule learning. This technique identifies interesting relationships between variables in large databases. For example, If customers who buy product A often buy product B, this insight can help Noname with cross-selling strategies. By applying these data mining techniques, Noname can uncover insights that lead to improved customer satisfaction and increased revenue. The ability to analyze large volumes of data not only empowers businesses to make better decisions but also enhances their competitive advantage in the market. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the key components of a business intelligence system: data sources, data warehousing, and data mining. Understanding these components is essential for leveraging BI to drive business decisions. You now have the knowledge to identify these components and appreciate their significance in transforming raw data into actionable insights. As you progress in this course, consider how these components can be applied in your own business context to enhance decision-making processes and drive growth. Reflection questions: how can identifying various internal and external data sources benefit your decision-making process in your company? What data warehousing structure, STAR, Snowflake, or Galaxy schema, do you think would best suit your organization's data needs, and why? Which data mining technique do you believe would be most beneficial for your business, and how would you implement it?